وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which he gave in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم. Welcome once again to Islamic Economy. In our previous discussion, we realized that a human being, in order to attain economic prosperity, has to go through a self-struggle, and insightful scholars have outlined and delineated a beautiful path. They divide the path into different categories. The three most fundamental stages of this path are as follows. The first stage, as we mentioned, is known as at-tajliya, which means that a person struggles to adhere to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strictly. That means he prays, he fasts, he gives zakat, he gives khums, he fights in the way of Allah when it is essential for him, and the other branches of religion that are essential for him to perform, and all the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed on him as a human being. So this is what is known as a tajliya, that is to adhere to the laws, the apparent laws of Islam strictly, and to refrain from those things which are prohibited. And obviously a higher station of this would be to follow even the supererogatory acts, the mustahab deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His prophets have encouraged, and to refrain from makruhat, those things which are abhorred. This is a higher stage of at-tajliya. And the second stage that we mentioned is that of at-takhliya, which pertains to the realm of akhlaq and characteristics of a human being. A person must cleanse himself thoroughly so that he can come to a higher stage of self-struggle. And when, first of all, when he understands that he is sick, that means he has evil characteristics. And number two, that not only is he sick, but he also understands what is his sickness, what are the evil characteristics that he has. Then he starts struggling to remove these evil characteristics through struggle, by even asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Slowly and gradually he cleanses his soul. This was the second stage of self-struggle. And the third very important stage, which is now an apex but not yet the highest stage, is that of at-tahliya. And at-tahliya means to beautify oneself with beautiful characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can only be done after at-takhliya has been done. That means after purification has already been done. Rumi, Jalaluddin Rumi, in his Masnavi, mentions a very beautiful incident of a competition between the Chinese and the Romans, a painting competition. A certain situation arose when both these parties were told to compete in their painting, and when they were given a very huge place to paint what they were supposed to be painting, and you know, there was a competition between them, and the walls were kept in such a way that they would face one another. The Chinese would ask for different kinds of colors, and you know, from those who held the competition, while the Romans were still polishing the wall that was given to them to paint on. When the time was over and the person who was supposed to judge the competition, when he came and passed through the painting of the Chinese, he saw that it was really marvelous the way they used different shades of color and the way they struggled. It was a marvelous painting. But when he went to the Romans, he saw that they had not yet even started the painting. They were only polishing the whole wall. However, because of polishing that wall, it had become like a mirror, and it reflected whatever the Chinese had, and it also was more beautiful because of the clean slate that they had made. And they won the prize. Why? Because whatever they would reflect, that mirror-like slate or the mirror-like wall would reflect, would be even more beautiful than what was reflected by the wall of the Chinese.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by حجة الإسلام شيخ محمد خلفان
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب
امنحني القدرة كي أتلو لعلاك تسابيحا تحلو امنحني القدرة كي أتلو.
This is actually a mithal and an example for us that if we really want the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be reflected in our soul and in the mirror of our hearts, then it is very important to cleanse this mirror and try to remove all the kind of rust and impurities that we have accumulated due to our sins and due to our bad dispositions. Once a person has already done that, he would find that that is the time when the beautiful characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be reflected in the mirror of his heart. Of course, the fourth stage of self-struggle in the language of the Urafa and insightful scholars, they say that it is known as Al-Fana. And Al-Fana is a kind of, if you want to literally translate Al-Fana, it means extinction, it means annihilation. But actually when we talk about Fana, we don't mean a kind of physical annihilation or a kind of extinction. The best translation perhaps for Fana is a kind of dissolution. A human being comes to realize that in fact, in reality, whatever really exists is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every other being is just a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every other entity that can be seen is the mere action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here also the insightful scholars mentioned 3 degrees of this kind of dissolution in the acts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person comes to realize that there is no act that is done by anybody except by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very dictum that we mention now and again, and it is encouraged for us to read it, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. There is no state nor strength except through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as the person struggles more, he comes to a level of dissolution in the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he comes to realize that no one has any attribute whatsoever. Every attribute of perfection belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before he would know himself, for example, as a generous person. But now he sees that no, generosity is only Allah's. No one else has any kind of generosity. This is a kind of vision which is a very high vision that is attained through self-struggle. And as he continues, a time comes that he attains the highest form whereby he sees that there is no essence that exists except the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? This is a very high station. Now, with regard to dissolution, it is something that pertains a very different discussion or a separate discussion, but which is beyond the scope of our talks in this program. What inshallah we will be covering is the first three levels of self-struggle so that we can attain the prosperity that we need, which is that physical and material prosperity. So, first of all, we will look at the extensions and examples of at-tajliya. Obviously, this will entail many discussions. So, henceforth, we will be on this subject, which is under at-tajliya. That means polishing oneself or polishing the apparent form of oneself with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by strictly adhering to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is inshallah going to be our discussion henceforth. Today we will just touch on the first very important law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, and that also pertains to at-tajliya because it is an Islamic law that we should adhere to, and that is the law of zakat. You see, and it is one of the very fundamental roots of religion. We have salat, sawm, hajj, and then zakat. The word zakat is normally employed to signify the poor rate that a person has to pay with regard to his wealth. If a person has a certain kind of wealth and it reaches a certain limit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obliged him to pay a certain poor rate to the poor believers. And this is what is known as zakat. Insha'Allah, because our time is less, we cannot finish this. Insha'Allah, next time we will look at the subject of zakat. In short, in this lesson we again looked at the different stages of self-struggle. That is at-tajliya and at-takhliya and at-tahliya. That means self-embellishment of the apparent form of a human being by adhering to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strictly and refraining from what He has prohibited. And at-takhliya, that is cleansing oneself to make the heart ready to get the divine attributes in oneself. And at-tahliya, that is to embellish oneself with the beautiful characteristics of Allah. And then we also mentioned another higher station, which itself is subdivided into three, but we will not be discussing this in detail. And that is the station which the insightful scholars call al-fana, that means dissolution. Al-fana also has three levels. One is al-fana fil af'al, that means that a person comes to the vision that everything that he does is by Allah's power and that the action is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's property. And the second stage is al-fana' fi sifat, that means that he comes to realize that no one has any kind of perfect attribute save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only he understands it, he sees it literally because of his perfection. And the third stage is al-fana' fi dhat, that is dissolution in the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means that he comes to realize that no one literally exists in this world except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything that you see are just manifestations of his attributes. So these are the three subdivisions of the fourth station of self-struggle, but we say that this is a very high station, it needs a separate discussion. What we discuss today is the first example for at-tajliya, that is when you want to adhere to the laws of Allah strictly. Why we have taken zakat in particular? Because it deals with Islamic economy. We would have taken salat, but that doesn't pertain to our subject. We will only take those laws which pertain to our subject, that is Islamic economy. So inshallah, we have just touched on zakat. In our next episode, we will look at zakat in detail. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious. Ya Rabbi bir Mustafa, بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسي الكرم.